tricolours are appearing on Dublin streets, but not for sport and not for celebration. Over the summer, flags were erected in places like Ballyfermot and Coolock and Finglas and across the inner city. And the City Council here in Dublin is now asking why and who is behind this. It's News Talk Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty, and today we're looking at how Ireland's most iconic national symbol has been used and what it says about our relationship with the flag. And I'm delighted to say Mick Clifford from the Irish Examiner is joining us. I'm sure he's a voice that's familiar to lots of listeners. He is also the host of the Mick Clifford podcast. You're very welcome to News Talk Daily, Mick.
Thanks, Ciara.
Mick, let's start, I suppose, with the very latest. And this is word from Dublin City Council that it is considering how to respond to the use of tricolours across parts of Dublin, particularly in the last couple of months. So just explain exactly what has been happening.
Well, what has been happening, Ciara, and I've seen it myself, is that there is, it would appear, a concerted campaign encouraging people, and this particularly applies in working class areas, it's just evolved that way, encouraging people to display the tricolour as a means of signifying that one is anti-immigrant, anti-immigration, and opposed to the current system in which people come into the countries. Now, within that, just to clarify a couple of things, an awful lot of these protests have been geared towards IPAS centres where international protection applicants are staying. Yet, asylum seekers or international protection applicants make up a relatively small percentage of the people coming into the country, somewhere between 10 and 20%. The biggest percentages are through work permits, where employers are allowed to bring in people from outside the EU on the basis their skills are required, or from people within the EU where there is free movement. So there's all sorts of things thrown into that mix, but in general terms, it would appear that what we describe as elements of the far right have this idea that flags should be put up in order to signify that you're anti-immigrant of any sort. Now, one of the issues that arise there is you take the nurse who's going for her early morning shift, or the cleaner who's going for a very early morning shift, or the bus driver, equally, could be going at any time. There's a lot of immigrants employed in an awful lot of areas such as that. So they're walking down the street where all these tricolours are displayed, perhaps early morning or late at night. And, you know, they're being displayed as a symbol of being hostile to people like that. So quite obviously they're going to be in fear. And you're talking here about the kind of people who are propping up the economy and keeping it going. And very often, doing the immigrant jobs, and I say that to the extent that I was an immigrant myself at one stage, and in places like the UK and the USA, the Irish immigrants very often ended up doing the jobs that the local people wouldn't do. And that kind of system is visited here now as Ireland has got wealthier. So it's an intimidatory thing for anybody who happens to be an immigrant, and it's also being used as a symbol among these people to notify that they are pretty much anti-immigrant.
And how widespread is this, Mick? How many flags are we talking about?
Well, I live in Dublin, and I don't want to name the particular area, but there's a relatively working class area near me, and I'm talking about Munt Street there. I've noticed there was two or three flags. There's now six or seven. There's about four or five or six, perhaps, areas around Dublin. That's only Dublin, where these flags are appearing. They've been appearing more in the last few months, but this has been going on for a couple of years. But it seems to have cranked up in the last few months. Similarly, I reported on a far-right march, anti-immigrant march there in Dublin about 6 weeks, 2 months ago. And what was really noticeable to me that day was the proliferation of tricolours. It was far more than you normally would have seen. It was, for instance, far more than you'd ever see at an Ireland soccer match or anything. But it was really noticeable that they wanted to attach their values to the national flag.
And to be clear, there is actually a campaign in the UK, Operation Raise the Colours, a grassroots campaign that has seized people flying St George's Cross across England. Is that also an anti-immigration campaign? And is this campaign to fly the tricolour here meant to be mirroring that?
Yeah, it is, Sebastian. Why not? It is an anti-immigration campaign. Whether or not they're specifically mirroring it here, the fact that it has ramped up in recent months would suggest that to be the case, that they look there for that kind of tactic where you associate what I would call a virulent form of nationalism with the flag and with their values, and they try and attach that to the flag.
But you have said that it's sort of a clear message of intimidation. It's a clear anti-immigration message. But there will be some of those involved in flying that flag who say otherwise, who say it's an expression of national pride. It's about being patriotic and proud of Ireland.
Yeah, they'll say that. But I mean, look, at different times, at different times the flag was used for different things. You go back to the Troubles and, you know, the use of the flag in the 70s and 80s was very much from another form of nationalism that supported the idea of killing people for a united Ireland. And, you know, famously, Roddy Doyle said in 1990, around the time he was writing The Van, which was set around the 1990 World Cup, and that there was an element of reclaiming the flag from the provos at the time. He said words to that effect. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been echoed elsewhere. And, you know, the Troubles are over now and it's not associated with anything like that. And for a long period in the interim, the flag, the kind of thing you're talking about there, yes, you would see it now and again being used in that manner. We see it in public buildings. All our public buildings fly the flag, and that's nothing to do with immigrants or violence or anything whatsoever. But I think there's absolutely no doubt that in recent years it has been hijacked, and I'd use that word, by those who are anti-immigrant and they want to associate their values with the flag, and that's what's happening. If you see that flag now, and I think this is my opinion, but I think it would apply to a lot of people, if you see it, you associate it with a form of anti-immigrant, anti-refugee, whatever you want to call it. And I think that's a reasonable assumption in terms of what's going on at the moment.
Well, our correspondent Barry White went out to Ballyfermot, which is one of the areas where a large number of these flags have appeared, and he spoke to some of the local people here. Let's listen to what they had to say.
No problem up there. They do no harm. Do no harm up there. Councillor, want to concentrate. Don't mind the flags. What's causing them going up in the first place? Anyone coming into the country should learn the English language, because we speak English, and our constitution. And no one should be given an Irish citizenship 10 to 20 years. You have to earn it before they get it.
What do you think the Irish tricolours being up here represent?
Just me. I'm Irish and that's it. If you don't like it, get out.
I think they're Irish, they should be left up. No, they shouldn't be taken down. This is the Irish country for the Irish people.
So locals have no problem with the flags?
No, nope, definitely not.
Why do you think they're up?
I don't know why they're up, but like, they should be left up. Should be allowed to, it's Ireland, we should be allowed to do what we want, to have freedom of speech, which has all been taken away now.
Well, they're up for that reason. There's too many coming into the country, so look at their own. You know what I mean? There's 5,000 people in hotels, in accommodation, kids and all, in rooms. Like, what is the case that they have for going forward? Simple as that. That's, I don't agree with it.
Do you think Dublin City Council should be taking down the Irish tricolours?
No, leave them up. Leave them up. They're not doing anyone any harm. There's not killers in the streets or anything like that, so they're not doing anyone any harm. They're visible. Everyone knows what they're about without having to go any further about it. Simple as that.
Do you think people support the flags being flown then?
I'd say 90% of the people wouldn't mind them being there. So, you know, if you have family members living in your house, coming back and they can't get it, accommodation anywhere, like, it's a big problem. Even my own kids, you know what I mean? You know, you think when your kids get married and they're gone, but it's not the case.
Do you think putting up the Irish flags, the tricolours, is it areas like this trying to send a message to the government?
No, I think it's every area, because I'm actually from Tala myself, and I see more of them and more of them outside houses and that as of late. It's just, it seems to be a new thing, but yeah, I don't mind. I put throw out tricolour, no problem, no problem. I see a lot of them around.
You don't think that it's intimidating for foreigners, or they're being put up by the far right?
No, so what harm are they doing there? They're visible, but there's no one attacking anyone. along the street. So I think it's okay, be honest with you.
What is it, though, about these individuals that draws them specifically to the tricolour, do you think?
I think what they're trying to project... No, and I've seen this in some far-right marches. These anti-immigrant people, they try to associate themselves with the founding of the state and the republic in 1916 and all that, to claim that they are, as they would have it, the true Irish. And by that, my read of it is that they see themselves as representing an Ireland that was, at the time, entirely white or Caucasian. And there was a very good reason for that. Nobody wanted to come here, you know. And I think that's fairly obvious. If you look at where immigrants have gone generally, it's where there is work, where there is prospects, where people can get a better life. That just wasn't available here. You had the opposite. Mm. You had people leaving all the time. And that's ironic when you see some of them also, they use this term, make Ireland great again. But when was Ireland great in their estimation? When there was no employment here? Sure, if they wanted, there was a very low level of immigrants coming here for the simple reason that there were immigrants leaving here because there was nothing here to come for. So if that's what they're looking for. But they seem to be associating their values, their form of Irishness with a Caucasian version of it, if you want to put it that way.
So it's their sense of Irish identity is represented by what Ireland was 100 years ago.
Well, yeah. And only one element of it, Ciara, only the element to the extent that everybody here, it was a monolithic culture. Now, there's plenty of other elements to what was the culture and the character of people here that they don't want to associate with at all. It's simply that element of it. And it's bogus, be quite honest with you. It's bogus. If, whatever they are, they don't want immigrants here, they don't like immigrants, you know, that's their opinion, that's fine. But trying to attach the values of the flag and all that represented, even going back 100 and 150 years, it's a complete misreading on purpose of history, no more than Donald Trump and his Make America Great Again is a misreading of history there. But that's what they've latched onto. And remember, all this stuff is just about propaganda. It's just about spreading their message whatever way they can. And they've latched onto that. That seems to be a footnote at the moment.
Are there any sort of rules or protocols when it comes to flying and displaying the tricolour in Ireland?
No, and you see, like, we've seen this thing now with Dublin City Council. And remember, they're being contacted by people in the areas where these flags are being flown. This is not somebody from better off areas talking down to people. This is people within the areas who don't want to be associated with that sort of thing. But you can't take down, to my mind, an Irish flag on the basis of your interpretation of what it's there for. You know, if they were flying, okay, for argument's sake, say they were flying something associated with the Nazis or with a terrorist organization or whatever. Yeah, of course you can take it down. And I think it would be a dodgy kind of area to go down if there was any kind of efforts to take it down. Apart from anything else, it would only encourage people to put it up more.
And should you be able to dictate the relationship that people have with their national flag?
Yeah, you can't do that. No, there would be one, to my mind, anybody who does not subscribe to this hate agenda that you hate people because of the colour of their skin or whatever, you don't want them coming into this country. Anybody who doesn't subscribe to that, there would be one solution. And I know practical it is, but if that is that we all put up the flag.
Well, I saw that and I was listening to the radio and it was being discussed here in News Talk and some texters were saying, flood the city with flags, flood Ireland with the tricolour, reclaim it.
My thing is whether you'd get enough people on board to do it. I mean, just try and visit, you have a tricolour in every telephone pole. It would be an unusual sight. But yes, you could certainly say you're reclaiming the flag in that sense. Absolutely. You know, you'd want a huge amount of buy-in from people, but it would take it away from that notion that it signifies now what people want it to signify.
Well, you say it would be strange, but I actually spent my summer holidays this year in Sweden. And one of the things that I noted, and you couldn't but miss it because it is literally everywhere, public buildings, private businesses and people's private homes, they fly the Swedish flag everywhere. I was staying out in a house in the middle of a forest in the back end of nowhere in a cabin, and around me there was a couple of houses. They all have their own individual flagpoles that have been installed properly by a professional, and at the top of it flies the Swedish flag. And I asked a Swede about it, and he said, oh, it's just a common expression of national pride. No more, no less. That was it. And it was actually very refreshing, and it did make me think, our relationship with the flag here in Ireland is way more complicated than that. And I don't know if I would feel comfortable right now flying the tricolour on a flagpole at the front of my gaff.
Absolutely. And I was in the States many, many years ago, and there would have been a similar relationship with the flag there. That has changed somewhat now. But absolutely, when you have a tradition like that, it's the most natural thing in the world. But we had a complicated relationship with it. And apart from everything that went on in the north and what was associated with there, remember, this was a very poor country. Was there a lot to fly it about?
You do see the tricolour being flown loads at, you know, festivals, music festivals I'm thinking about. And you see DJ Provae, obviously he's in kneecap. He wears the balaclava, the knitted balaclava that's the tricolour. He says it's an artistic expression. It's about cultural pride. It has nothing to do with hate. Do you think that helps or hurts the perception of the tricolour?
Well, I'd have some conflicting opinions.
I can hear them.
Kneecap and how that's used. I mean, in fairness to them, I think the way they're being hounded in the UK over Palestine, I think, is appalling, and I think it's an awful reflection on the British system as much as anything. I see that in Electric Picnic, they finished the set, well, from what was reported, with Chucky Gar Law and all the connotations of that. So I think they try to be ambiguous and when it suits and when it doesn't suit in terms of what represents what. But, you know, it hasn't been that controversial. But you have a scenario there by where they're coming from, I would suggest, a very different place than the kind of far-right elements. They have a record apart from anything else of donating stuff cross community and speaking out in terms of minorities in the north, immigrant minorities, and that's no fair play to them. They're coming from that perspective, but that shows you again that the tricolours there being used in a totally different way to what it is in this thing we're seeing around parts of Dublin.
So Mick, what was the original meaning and the original intention behind the tricolour?
Yeah, it was originally flown, I think, in 1848. The Venus, Thomas Francis Marr, who stated that the green was for Catholics, the white was peace between them, and the orange was for the Protestants. When we had that divide in the country, that's still ostensibly what it's supposed to stand for. Now, quite obviously, people of the Protestant faith in the north or of the Unionist tradition don't see it that way. They see it something very different altogether. People would have different interpretations of it. But like, for example, if we were to have in the morning a border poll for a United Ireland, now I could understand, and I think this is one of the problems with such a thing down here, I think there isn't much cognizance given to it. I could understand why in a United Ireland, a huge number of Unionists might find it offensive that the tricolour was the national flag. Those are the kind of conversations that we're going to have in that sphere if things come around, you know, because again, it means different things to different people. To an awful lot of Unionists, it means violent nationalism, which that's most certainly isn't what Thomas Francis Marr had in mind. He had in mind peace. So again, do you know what I mean? There's people put their own interpretations on it, and people take their own interpretations from it as well.
Yeah, well, you remember that Loyalist bonfire in Northern Ireland marking the 12th of July this year that had that awful effigy of refugees in a boat which was set alight. Above that was the Irish tricolour, which was being burned as well. So I think that really speaks to how some Unionists view the flag. It is certainly not representative of their culture, they feel, and the Ireland that they are part of. But I was looking actually at a piece in An Tidhleacht, which was a magazine for the Irish Army back in 1923. And it describes how difficult it was to introduce high levels of respect for the flag in Ireland. And the writer in this editorial says, you know, let the army see to it that in the future the flag, when it is flown, is in a manner that is worthy of it. Let us keep it literally bright and unspotted, as well as metaphorically. So as a symbol of Ireland, it has been complex from the minute it was flown.
Because it's the national flag, it's flown in Croke Park, quite obviously, All-Ireland final day, we all stand and face the flag. It's flown over Leinster House. It's flown over the courts. You'll frequently see the flag in courtrooms itself. And all of this is to symbolise allegiance to the state. And what the state represents is given voice in the constitution and the laws we have. But it's been completely hijacked by people who are now using it to express anti-immigrant sentiment.
Can I ask what it means to you, Mick, now in 2025?
Well, for me, it represents being Irish. And to me, the elements of being Irish are a community, a certain kinship with people who've been oppressed because of our own history. That includes people in places like Palestine, but it also includes people who are coming here fleeing war of some sort or other. You know, it represents those basic expressions. In other ways, I'd have to admit, I'd subscribe to Sean O'Casey's Ireland's a piece of ground that keeps my feet from getting wet. I mean, people are people and we all have our values, but I think there are particular Irish values that I would certainly feel proud of. But I don't think the values that are being ascribed to the flags with these anti-immigrant people, to me, that's about as anti-Irish as you can get. And it's a degradation of the flag completely.
I mean, Dublin City Council have said they are consulting with senior Gardaí over this. They recognise it's a sensitive issue and there's going to be a considered response. But they're in a tricky position here. So what do you think is going to become of this? What, if anything, will they do?
I think it's very limited. I would be slow to physically take down the flags because they'll only appear again and they'll appear in greater numbers. And you give oxygen, you give voice to the crowd who are promoting that. So I would be slow to do that.
Yeah, well, it's something Barry White asked the new Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, about at his news conference yesterday.
I obviously read all the media reports myself in the last few days. Dublin City Council have looked to meet us. So the Assistant Commissioner for Dublin, Paul Cleary, and some of his team will be meeting the council. I think it's in a couple of weeks. So obviously we'll have to see and wait and see what the request is from Dublin City Council. So I think until I hear back from Paul and his team about what we're asked to do. But look, I mean, the bottom line, not just with this issue, but with everything, I mean, we enforce the criminal law. So if there's criminal offences, that's our job to do. It would seem for me, on the face of it, that's a matter for Dublin City Council. But like I say, I don't want to preempt that. I mean, they've looked to meet on Garda Síochána, so we'll see what comes out of that meeting. So maybe the next time I meet you, I mean, we might have more information around that.
Short of that, it's a question of, you know, in a society, we're all big on our rights. Well, maybe sometimes we've responsibilities. So therefore, does the great majority of our responsibility to say, right, well, we're all going to put up a flag. So because what David Farr certainly doesn't represent me, and I'm putting up a flag for represents my values as being Irish. So
the flagpole's going up in Mick Clifford's front garden, is it? All right, look at
the Kerry flag anyway, Kerry, you know.
I don't want to talk about Kerry. I still haven't forgiven you for July. Anyhow, look at, I'd really love to hear your thoughts and your opinions if you're listening to this podcast right now. What is the tricolour to you? And would you ever consider just hanging it as a symbol of national pride in your front garden? Do get in touch. Drop us an email, newstalkdaily@newstalk.com. Mick Clifford, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Kira.
Until tomorrow, we'll be back in your feed bright and early. Have a great day.